Blackstone Audio presents This Side of Murder by Anna Lee Huber. This book is read by Heather Wilds. For my second daughter, my darling little chipmunk, you were growing inside of me while I wrote this book and undoubtedly influenced it. May you always shine your light on places bright and dim, and may you always know how deeply you are loved and cherished. I'm not sentimental. I'm as romantic as you are. The idea, you know, is that the sentimental person thinks things will last. The romantic person has a desperate confidence that they won't. F. Scott Fitzgerald, This Side of Paradise. Chapter 1. You might question whether this is all a ruse, whether I truly have anything to reveal. But I know the kind of work you really did during the war. I know the secrets you hide. Why shouldn't I also know your husband's? June 1919, England. They say when you believe you're about to die, your entire life passes before your eyes in a flurry of poignant images. But all I could think of, rather absurdly, was that I should have worn the blue hat. Well, that, and that my sister would never forgive me for proving her mother right. Mother had never approved of Sidney teaching me how to drive his motor car that last glorious summer before the war, or of my gadding about London and the English countryside in his prized Pierce Arrow while he was fighting in France, or of my decision to keep the sleek little runabout instead of selling it after a German bullet so callously snatched him from me. In my mother's world,